This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden and President Vladimir Putin of Russia held their first summit on Wednesday, with both men saying the talks were constructive and straightforward. Biden said his goal was to deliver his message face-to-face, that he wants to cooperate with Moscow where possible and will respond to Russian aggression where needed. The two men agreed to send their ambassadors back to their posts and on a plan to replace a nuclear treaty. In other areas, though, they remain far apart: Ukraine, human rights, and cybersecurity. Through an interpreter, Putin denied involvement in cyber attacks on the U.S. The president says U.S. intelligence points to Russia and warned Putin of consequences if attacks continue. China launched the first three-man crew Thursday to its new space station in its first crewed mission in 5 years. The astronauts are traveling in the spaceship launched by rocket that blasted off from a launch center in the northwestern China area on the edge of the Gobi Desert. The two veteran astronauts and a newcomer making its first space flight are heading to the core module of the space station for a three-month stay in its main living compartment. While there, they will carry out experiments, test equipment, conduct maintenance, and prepare the station for receiving two additional modules next year. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. France announced it will remove the requirement to wear face masks outdoors and end a nightly coronavirus curfew 10 days early. The announcement comes as France reported about 30,900 daily virus cases, on the average down from more than 35,000 in March to April's peak. On Tuesday, vaccinations were open to 12 to 18-year-olds as part of a push to protect the nation as restrictions are gradually being lifted. Vaccination efforts in the United States have become a slog, even as a new variant is trying to take hold. Federal health authorities, a warning of the rise of the Delta variant, first discovered in India, of COVID-19, in particular in pockets of the U.S. with low vaccination rates. During a call for governors on Monday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the Delta variant has increased from 2.7% of all cases in the U.S. in May to 9.7% this month, according to details provided by the Washington Governor's Office. In Texas, the rolling average of newly confirmed infections has roughly doubled since May 31st to nearly 2,000 a week. India's iconic Taj Mahal monument reopened Wednesday as a devastating second wave of the coronavirus pandemic begins to ebb, prompting authorities to ease restrictions. A steep decline in new infections this month has encouraged major cities such as New Delhi and Mumbai to reopen vast swaths of the economy, including tourist sites, hotels, shopping malls, and restaurants. But after reports came in of crowded markets and packed rail stations, doctors warned of a possible resurgence. Delhi was among the worst-hit cities, as acute shortages of oxygen, hospital beds led to a public health crisis the city had never endured before. India has reportedly nearly 30 million infections and 380,000 deaths, although it is widely believed to be underestimated. And two studies released Wednesday found that the nation's housing availability and affordability crisis is expected to worsen significantly following the pandemic here in the United States. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.